Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. It is August 4th today, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Esther is actually in the doorway. So Esther is actually laying in the door right now as we're coming on. I just want to fix my microphone here. Let's see who's coming in. Welcome to everybody jumping in. I see Palm Coast, Florida, Southeast Michigan, Pennsylvania. Let's see. Jeffrey says Russia is going nuts. We're very aware, Jeffrey. Yes, there are things happening right now over there. Virginia, Washington State, Mesa, Arizona, Montana. Shalom, shalom to all of you writing shalom in the chat. Missouri. Let's see. UK. Hello to our international audience coming in and our audience in the UK and Sweden. Welcome to our friends in Sweden as well. We're so happy to have you. Nashville as well as coming in. Colorado, California, Indiana. Let's see who else. Shelton, Washington. Let's see. Kansas City, Missouri. Anderson, Indiana. I'm going down the list here. Oklahoma. Welcome to our friends in Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee are coming in. Oh, hello, Deborah in Dutchess County, New York. Deborah is our neighbor because we live in the same county. So hello to our neighbor, Deborah, who's on here right now. Australia. Hello to our friends across the world in Australia as well. Long Island. We love our Long Islanders. We do. We love the boroughs as well as our Long Islanders that come on here. Another Scotland, Ontario, Canada. Hello to our friends in Newfoundland and Ontario, Canada. We're so happy to have you, as well as Louisiana, Oregon, Cincinnati, Ohio. Lots of Scotland's coming in. Oh, let's see who else. Rogersville, Tennessee. Greece. Hello to our friends in Greece who are watching us today. We're thrilled to have you and everybody else who's coming in as well. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Boy, is there a whole lot of shaking going on. Isn't that a song? There's a song that says that. And boy, is that happening. I believe there is. There's like a 70s or something. A whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I think it's from the 70s, I think. Don't quote me on that, but it's from decades ago. And we are going to talk about that. There is prophetically some things going on right now that we have to keep a very close eye on, because the way it's transpiring, the timing, what's surrounding these events right now, having to do with the United States, having to do with Russia and that part of the world, there is a lot going on. Syria, even, we have to prophetically, with a keen eye, look at what's going on here, because you can see when a thread is connected in the realm of the spirit, when things are happening, because certain things start to align. So then you can begin there to discern what is on the move in the realm of the spirit that's now coming into the natural and manifesting. So what I want to do is open up in prayer. We are going to talk about nuclear threat too, in the fact that nuclear submarines were ordered to be moved into the appropriate region by President Trump. There's prophecy having to do with that as well. And we are going to talk about all of this. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it. I'm going to open up in prayer, hand this over to the Lord, and then we'll get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you. Father, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We just praise you, Father God, for your mercy, that your mercies are new every single day. And Lord, we acknowledge that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Pesach Lamb, the Passover Lamb. He willingly came to the earth to die, to be the sacrifice, to purchase us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Lord, we praise you, Father God, that we were purchased that day, that Jesus Christ at Calvary, as the blood was sprinkling onto the mercy seat, he said, "It is finished." And he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And when he died, he literally went into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back to be with the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Lord. And we honor that before you this day. Father, we enter your courts with thanksgiving, Lord. We come before you with thanksgiving and praise, Father God, giving you all the glory that you are holy, Father God. You are righteous. You sit on the highest throne. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth cries out, creation cries out to its creator, Father. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you. We welcome your presence, Father, the presence of Ruach Elohim in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, into this place, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place, Lord, that the weight of your presence, your might, your power, your glory, your authority would mightily move, Father. You are welcome to have your way and move and mightily go forth tonight, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor and speak and minister to those that are watching, that people, Lord, would tangibly feel your presence moving tonight, that you would brood over this place, Father, that your presence would brood over this place, this property, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you would fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps tonight, Father God. Order my words, Lord, as we go forth mightily in you tonight, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power as we submit to you, Father God. It's that your word says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround this place, to surround this home and property above and below, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, as we go forth tonight, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, harm, curse, hex, vex, spell, witchcraft, incantation, Father God, that the enemy, satanic agents, evil agents, dark forces, and weak will puppets and vessels of the enemy would attempt in any way, shape, or form, or through anyone. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command that all dismantled, destroyed, disabled by the holy fire of God, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the dry places and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Let every curse spoken be broken now, nullified, voided, and canceled in the name of Jesus Christ, and reversed to where it came from, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God. We owe you every breath because your life was breathed into the dust and clay of the earth, Father. Lord, we glorify you. We praise you, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself tonight, Father God. We humbly submit to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, let me tell you, it's thick in here right now. I can feel it. I can always feel the weight of the Lord when he descends after prayer and comes into this place, and you can feel it in this place. All glory be to God. Okay. Now, while people are jumping on and I'm getting my notes, I wanted to thank two people very fast tonight, very, very quickly, because we have a lot to get into. But Bobby DeWitt sent a beautiful quilt. Here we go. absolutely beautiful quilt. So Bobby DeWitt, thank you so much for this quilt. We will be putting it to wonderful use. We very much appreciate it. We are so appreciative of what you all just absolutely bless us with. God is good. It's got all sorts of sayings. Be kind and compassionate with one another. God is with you wherever you go. Thank you so much, Bobby DeWitt, for this. We very, very much appreciate it. I'm sure Missy will be going and inspecting that as well. And then this is such a unique gift from, let's see, it's from Louise from Hudson. Louise in Hudson made us the Jewish calendar on a type of Ezekiel's wheel. And it's got the winter, spring, summer, autumn, and it's got Shabbat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishri, Heshvan, Kislev, Tevet. So thank you so much for taking so much of your time to make this. This is absolutely beautiful. We will be putting it in our office. So thank you so much, Louise, for that. And Bobby, beautiful gifts. What a blessing. And so I just wanted to show them before we started. Okay, now let's begin, shall we? Let's begin going down this very interesting road we are about to all embark on prophetically together. So I want to read to you a few scripture verses first before we get into this to give biblical basis for what we're talking about. So right now the earth is groaning. We are seeing physical manifestations of this. There is scriptural evidence that the earth cries out, the earth groans, that the amount and the weight of the sin and the turmoil within the earth is groaning and crying out right now. And Romans 8:22 says, "For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now." So what we are seeing is birth pangs. That's what it is. Contractions, when a woman is giving birth, and yes, only women can give birth, okay? Well, we just put that argument to bed real fast. When a woman is giving birth and there are contractions, the closer to birth, the closer together the contractions get. The farther apart the contractions are, right? That means it means the process of birthing has begun, but they're not quite at the point of delivery. And so that's what Romans 8:22 is talking about. Matthew 24:6-8 says, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." So when you see these things, it is the beginning of sorrows, according to Matthew 24. So I want to go back to July 20th for a moment here, because something happened July 20th and it picked up speed from there. So July 20th, thank you. 7.4 magnitude earthquake hits off Russian coast, prompting brief tsunami alerts in Russia and Hawaii. Okay, 7.4 magnitude earthquake strikes off the coast of Russia on July 20th. This earthquake hit 16 days after July 4th, 2025. July 4th, 2025 was not only Independence Day, and it not only equals 9/11 when added together, but it was the date of the historic catastrophic flooding in Texas. So on the to switch the order of this, on the 4th of July, 7/4, there's this catastrophic flooding in Texas. And then on July 20th, there is a 7.4 magnitude earthquake hits off the coast of Russia. July 4th has to do with independence. So a number having to do with independence is the happens to be the precise measuring of the earthquake that just happens to hit off the coast of Russia 16 days after on July 4th, historic flooding hits. To go even deeper, the last devastating flood of an epic proportion for Texas was 1978. I know something happened in 1987, but 1978 was marked as one of the most catastrophic. It was declared one of the worst floods in Texas history. It happened also July 1978. So July 1978, one of the worst floods, happens in Texas history exactly 47 years later. Now, I want you to look at this for a minute. 47 years later, in the month of July, while President Trump is the 47th president, on July 4th, that flood hits, and basically 74 is the reversal of 47. So 74 just happens to be the reversal of 47. And then you have on the 20th, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that hits off the coast of Russia. Now, we're going to go even further with this. Then an 8.8 earthquake strikes off the coast of Russia. And basically, it was felt across the Kamchatka Peninsula and was strong enough to generate waves or trigger a tsunami warning and alerts that were triggered for Russia, Japan, Guam, Hawaii, and Alaska. Let's see here. So that happens, 8.8 magnitude earthquake. This happened in the past year and a half. I'm sorry, past week and a half, I think. But let's see what the date is. Yep, July 30th. So then July 30th, 10 days after the 7.4 quake, a massive 8.8 magnitude quake strikes near Kamchatka off the coast of Russia and triggers a tsunami warning. Now, interestingly enough, 8 has to do with new beginnings biblically, and these are double 8s, which I find interesting. But Japan, Guam, Hawaii, and Alaska, it was actually felt in Alaska. In parts of Alaska, they actually felt this quake. So after this quake happens, so you've got two quakes 10 days apart that are above a 7 hitting off the coast of Russia. Then after that happens, a volcano on Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula erupted overnight into Sunday for what scientists said is the first time in hundreds of years, days after a massive 8.8 earthquake happens. Here we go. A volcano on Russia's far east erupts for the first time in centuries. Let's see here. This is the first historically confirmed, they're saying, eruption of the Krasheninik. Now, this is how we have to say it. Hold on. Krasheninikov volcano. Now, there's conflicting reports, and I'm going to go with the Smithsonian on this because they monitor this. The Smithsonian Institution of Global Volcanism program that they have monitoring volcanoes based in the U.S., lists that the eruption of this volcano, the last eruption, was 475 years ago. So the Smithsonian is listing that the last time this particular volcano erupted was 475 years ago. Now, it began late Saturday, but it erupted fully into Sunday, which was August 3rd, 2025. When you add that date together, you get 9/11. 8 plus 3 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 9/11. So the date of the eruption of this volcano happens to equal 9/11. It is the first time in 475 years, 475, while President Trump is the 47th president. So you have within a course of 30 days, you have multiple earthquakes that align with flooding in Texas That hasn't happened in 47 years. And then you have when this volcano erupts on a date that equals 9/11. It's the first time in 475 years Trump is the 47th president. That is not an accident that this is all happening the way it is. You also have this two quakes and then this eruption of this volcano. You have two eruptions simultaneously happening in different forms. So you have the actual volcano that's erupting for the first time in 475 years while President Trump is the 47th president. And at the same time, in the same window, you have an eruption of evidence in our nation exposing the false Russia collusion that was a complete fabrication by Obama, Clinton, Brennan, and other players. So while Russia is shaking and erupting, what's shaking and erupting here in this nation coming out of the DOJ is that Russia, the whole Russian collusion account evidence that was brought forth by the Obama administration was a fabrication and a lie. So literally, you have two eruptions having to do with Russia happening in close proximity. You have them happening in tandem. This is not a coincidence. You are watching physical events within the earth align with exposures. So this is what we're watching happening. Physical events in the earth aligning with exposures. Now, to tie something else to this that we have to watch out for, and I mentioned this briefly in the broadcast last Thursday. If you did not watch the broadcast that we did last Thursday, please go back and watch it because I had felt the enemy on the move before the broadcast. I said something to the team, and all of a sudden, in the middle of our broadcast, the entire broadcast went down, which has never happened on this platform before. And so I knew we had struck a nerve and we were on to something. So on that broadcast, which was July 28th, 2025, I mentioned the mass shooting that happened at the Blackstone building in New York City on Park Avenue. And I'm going to show you something again, quite sobering with this, because remember, around where Russia is shaking and erupting, certain things are aligning in this nation that are shaking and erupting. So on Park Avenue, you have the Blackstone building where the shooting took place. Then also on Park Avenue, you have one of Trump's buildings. You have you have Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, but then you have a Trump Tower residential condo building. So on Park Avenue, Trump has a building. It is a residential condo building. It's called Trump Park Avenue, and its address is 502. Blackstone's address, where the shooting took place, is 345. So you have Blackstone, 345 Park Avenue, and then you have Trump Park Avenue, 502. When you add 502 and 345 together, you get 847. As this event happened in New York City, we entered the eighth month, which is August, and President Trump is the 47th president. What if, because of how the kingdom of darkness moves, that was a target date? 847, August, 47th president. I'm going to take it even further. If you go back to May 15th, 2025, by the way, that date happens to equal 9/11 as well. May 15th, 5/15/2025 equals 9/11 when you add it up. That was the date James Comey put out on X, 8647. Now, I understand what the number 86 means, but if Trump Park Avenue's address and the Blackstone building address added together equals 847, and James Comey, 2 months prior to what happened in New York City, wrote 8647, what if this was a date? What if this, when it came to the kingdom of darkness, when it came to what was being planned, was a date? Because what if it was August 6, 47? August 6, President Trump, as a date to try to attack around. What if that is what they were doing? Up, iChurch Cafe. I just saw someone say blessings, iChurch. I think Pastor Rick's in here. What if it's a date? We need to pray about this because this is how the kingdom of darkness operates. They are not vague. They are precise. When they attack, they put a watermark on things when they attack. And also within those attacks is also a foreshadowing of something else to come. And when the kingdom of darkness goes to attack, they are symbolic, strategic. They are not vague or random. None of what we are seeing is random. It is calculated. It is strategic. It is set up. The enemy would love to deceive you into believing it's random. The kingdom of darkness is not random when they do things. They make it look chaotic as a way to make it look random, but it is always well-organized, well-funded, strategized, and blueprinted. So you have the dates, they have the address of Blackstone and Trump Park Avenue, equaling 847. And then you have James Comey 2 months prior that puts out 8647. Those two are separated by one number, and that is six. So what I'm saying is there is something to this that we just have to pray about, and pray for the month of August when it comes to them making an attempt on President Trump or one of his very close family members, like one of his children. I would seriously pray and intercede because I do believe there is something to this. Now, 47 and 9/11 keep coming up in conjunction. It's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. We need to pay attention to this. It's also happening with events like volcanic eruptions. So the numbers 47 and 9/11 keep coming up over and over and over again. Now, you can begin to discern by what is happening all around Russia that there is about to be a rupture with leadership. There's about to be a very serious attack with leadership when it comes to Russia. This is why God is allowing Russia to shake and to erupt, because those are the growthings and the birth pangs before we see a serious rupture of leadership in Russia. Now, May 29th, 2025, in a word from the Lord, it says, that trophy you keep of such, O Putin, shall be stripped from your grip, and you shall with force be thrown back. For I, the Lord, shall answer your challenges with fire, says the Lord. With hail, says the Lord, I shall shake the very ground upon which you live, O Putin. That was May 29th, 2025. It was from the word of the Lord, Global Judgments at the Altar of Pride. And it was given in that word. These came after this word. These earthquakes came after this, within, I believe it was 10 days of each other. Now, if that's not a lot, that whole area of the world is shaking right now and is physically manifesting literally what's going to happen with leadership in Russia and in Ukraine. President Trump did something that is very telling. And this was August 2nd, 2025. President Trump moves nuclear submarines in response to Medvedev's comments. Subs were positioned closer to Russia as back and forth between Trump and former Russian president escalates. In a warning to Russia, President Donald Trump said Friday he's ordering the repositioning of two U.S. nuclear submarines based on the highly provocative statements of the country's former president, Dmitry Medvedev, who has raised the prospect of war online. So very inflammatory comments were made by he's got a position now in Putin's cabinet, this Dimitri individual, and he basically threatened nuclear war. He threatened nuclear war. And this is how this all started, basically, is the comments were so inflammatory that President Trump ordered that two nuclear submarines or multiple nuclear submarines be moved into the appropriate regions. Now, I want to take you to August 8th, 2024, because I don't know the last time it was made public that nuclear submarines were ordered to be moved into the region near Russia. August 8th, 2024, in a word from the Lord, it says, watch the train track, says the Lord. Watch transportation, cargo, shipping. As weapons run, shall be caught, says the Lord. Submarines near your coast, says the Lord. Fighter jets of red nations. The dragon and the bear have gone out to hunt, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am keeping and protecting who is led by my spirit in this time. You shall announce my will, even when your flesh says otherwise. For those who have been compelled by me to act in an hour of the curtain being torn. And then he says, the Iran curtain capital shall be torn, says the Lord. The curtain of agencies shall be torn, says the Lord. An enormous hole shall open up in the earth. Korah's rebellion shall be put down. Now, we are seeing what's happening with the agencies, because DOJ, FBI, CIA, they're finding out all sorts of things right now. So the curtain has been torn of the agencies, and they are finding, even in burn bags, evidence having to do with all of the conspiring and the collusion going back past 2016. But the Lord in this mentions submarines near your coast, says the Lord, fighter jets of red nations, the dragon and the bear, China and Russia, have gone out to hunt, says the Lord. So now this is interesting, and I'll tell you why. The timing of the word being given is as important as the word. This word was given August 8th, 2024. It was August 2nd, 2025, that President Trump ordered those submarines, almost a year to the day, those submarines be dispatched to the appropriate region in order to posture themselves and be ready in case of anything, because of what has been happening recently too. Russian fighter jets flew a little too close to Alaska recently as well in military exercises. So the date of the word being given many times has a clue in it as to when, or the timing of when you will see the word begin to come to pass. So this word was given last August 8th, 2024. August 2nd, 2025 is when President Trump gives the order. October 25th, 2024, capitals. For there shall be a rush in Russia, a push, unusual events that the government shall tremble. And I am doing, says the Lord, I am doing it. Your secret meetings, your small summits shall be exposed. What you have met about, for you are meeting to find a way to subdue Israel. You meet to find a way to interfere in the changing of the guard in America. You meet to see how you can bankrupt Israel, America, how you can further infiltrate Venezuela, how you can destroy El Salvador, how you can move closer into the waters of America and intimidate with your submarines and missiles to strong arm America into submission. There is a judgment, says the Lord, I issued against communism. And on that scroll, there are decades, capital, of charges that have now come to their fullness. And it shall see a severe weakening of its foundation and sudden overturnings of some of these nations who meet. As I, the Lord, capitals, shall throw them myself out of their seats. Marxism has a judgment upon it, says the Lord, and as they greedily meet in that area of the earth, poor counsel shall be put in the mouth of their advisors if they trifle too close and interfere in what I, the Lord, am doing. They shall receive the poor counsel of Absalom, and a Hushai shall be planted to carry out such. When Absalom tried to take the kingdom from David, Ahithophel turned on David and tried to become the counselor to Absalom, Hushai, who was loyal to David, was sent by David to purposely provide poor counsel to Absalom to overthrow the good counsel of Ahithophel. So that is what the Lord is referring to there. April 4th, 2025, capitals. Thus says the Lord, the waters of the Gulf of America shall be stirred up. So that's one part. And then he says, and a nation's enemy through a submarine shall illegally enter the waters of the United States in order to apply pressure against the administration. Pray and intercede, for it will get too close, and an emergency meeting at the Pentagon shall be called. For within the waters and the skies, they shall attempt a near flyby, and within the waters as well, says the Lord. You're beginning to see the scenario aligning now for this to happen. July 18th, 2025. There is a temptation for Russia in this hour to do flybys and such threats against America, says the Lord. Alaska is shaking for a reason, says the Lord. It is a warning of what is about to come, the advance that shall be attempted, says the Lord. For leadership in Russia and Ukraine shall lose their seats in tandem, says the Lord. One shall be from a coup, says the Lord, a coup of their own making, for they did not yield when they were warned, says the Lord. And it shall shake up and break up the unity between Iran, Russia, and China, says the Lord. For that root system is about to have an axe of judgment taken to it, in order to set them back in time so they do not advance before their time, says the Lord. Now, there's more. There's more to this than that. And we're going to put the Daily Mail article up first, and then we're going to go back to the words from the Lord. So we're going to put this up first. After Trump moves nuclear submarines close to Russia, Putin responds by beginning war game training with China in bleak show of combined force. Last night, Trump confirmed two U.S. Navy nuclear submarines are getting closer to Russia after an online spat with former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, now deputy chairman of Russia's National Security Council. So this guy holds a high seat in Putin's cabinet. In response, Russia and China today showed off their strengthening military ties as they took part in staged mock combat drills and other war games in the Sea of Japan together. The exercises will include submarine rescue, joint anti-submarine, air defense and anti-missile operations, and maritime combat, followed by naval patrols in relevant waters of the Pacific. Okay, so after the subs got moved into position, this is how Russia responded with China. August 1st, 2023, in a word from the Lord, August 1st, 2023, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a Russian submarine, watch the maneuvers at sea that put those on, I think it's high alert. This prophecy is given August 1st, 2023. It is 2 years to the day that President Trump dispatches two nuclear submarines to the appropriate region because of nuclear threats from Russia. So this prophecy given 2 years ago was given pretty much 2 years to the day in the very month, at the beginning of the month, that 2 years later, President Trump would dispatch two nuclear submarines in response to the threats coming from Russia. This is why the date of the prophecy many times is as important as what is in the prophecy. February 20th, you're going to go to February 20th, 2024 as well. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch the Sea of Japan for contention to be stirred up, as Japan will have to stand up to a fiery dragon, thirsty for more resources and territories of an oceanic nature. The dragon thinks the world is hyper-focused on Israel and Russia and Ukraine, and it shall fly over to attempt in advance. However, that fire shall be squelched as the dragon sputters and gasps for air, for it will go too high, too quick, and will have to be brought low, says the Lord. What did that article say? Russia and China took part in military exercises, war games in the Sea of Japan. What did the Lord say February 20th, 2024? Watch the Sea of Japan for contention to be stirred up, as Japan will have to stand up to a fiery dragon. That is China. China is the one aligning with Russia right now, doing these war games in that part of the world to begin to posture themselves in response to President Trump dispatching these nuclear submarines. Now, I'm going to show you something else. Something else that I think, given everything that happened July 2025, because these quakes off the coast of Russia happened, I believe both of them happened in July, or one happened in July and one happened on the cusp of July and August. Russia is doing something in Syria that in the realm of the spirit could be triggering an appointed time. And that is why you see Russia shaking now. Now, this is important for us to take a note of, because it's going to explain a lot why what's erupted in Syria now has erupted. Go back to July 10th, 2023. This is what Russia began to do under everybody's nose. Russian experts have started the logistical stage of the project to rebuild the Arch of Triumph in Palmyra, Syria, which was blown up in 2015. There's a leader of this restoration project, Natalia Solovyova, and head of the Center of Rescue Archaeology, deputy director of the Russian Academy of Sciences, basically says, we are now starting the practical work on the logistical stage, namely the procurement of equipment and sending this equipment to Palmyra. We will most likely start working in Palmyra approximately in the middle of September, she told a press conference with Interfax on Monday. So this is back in July 2023. She admitted that there are some problems associated with ensuring security in Palmyra and interaction with the Syrian security agencies, but experts hope to carry out their work. We hope that the restoration project will take about 3 years, which will put us at July to September of 2026, right before the midterm elections in America. If we could do it faster, we'll try to do it faster, she says. The project to restore the Arch of Triumph was approved at a meeting of the UNESCO Committee for Palmyra in Damascus in late May, which was attended by international experts. Now, why would Russia, back in 2023, July, be so interested in rebuilding the Arch of Palmyra in Damascus, in Syria, in that area, right? Because that's near Damascus, that area. Why? Well, I'm going to show you a picture of the false god that is associated with this arch. Now, remember, in 2016, they put the replica of the Arch of Baal in New York City as an attempt to open a gate and a portal to try to win the 2016 election. Now, Russia starts in 2023 rebuilding and planning to rebuild this arch, which they estimated would be completed in 2026. The Arch of Palmyra has a certain false god associated with this, and this is who it is, Yarhibol. Doesn't that kind of look like the Statue of Liberty? Doesn't that just the points on the head and the nose and the face and the garb, doesn't that kind of look like the Statue of Liberty? See, we think that that statue didn't come from an ancient false god, but it did. And so that arch is associated with this false god, Yarhibol. Okay, now I'm going to tell you who this false god was. Is one of the earliest, if not the first god of Palmyra, which was first settled by the Amorites, who was one of the enemies of Israel. Yarhibol exercised his authority over the life of the city by means of oracles. Some texts say that he chose his oracle directly by taking hold of them. The bull part of the name probably means he was an early form of the Canaanite Phoenician god Baal. Yarhibol was the early form of Baal. Yarhabal's statue happens to look like the Statue of Liberty. The Amorites are connected to the Canaanites. The Canaanites worshipped Baal. So this is another form of Baal in Syria, in which Russia is attempting to rebuild such an arch, which is really a portal, raising an arch of Baal. Russia is raising an arch of Baal in Syria from which to gain power. And we wonder why, after this project is in full swing, all the things are happening around Russia: earthquake, eruptions, wars. Ever since this project started, Russia is attempting to rebuild a portal and an arch to Baal in Damascus, because Damascus is a purse prize. Damascus holds a lot of prophetic weight in scripture. This is why, one of the reasons, you see the sudden slaughtering of Christians and Druids in, or Druze, I think they're called Druze, not Druids, but G-R-U-Z-E, I think is how it's spelled, but it's spelled Druze, that have occurred because the heads of the Syrian government, who claim to serve Allah, are fully aware Russia is doing this restoring of an arch of Baal in Syria in order to raise an altar in Syria that Russia will then be tied to. And now, as this arch of Baal is being rebuilt in Syria, there is a sudden slaughtering of Christians and Druze, because when Baal was served by the Canaanites and the Amorites and the other ites of the Old Testament, sacrifices were required. Bloodshed was required to power the altar. So as this altar is being raised by Russia in Damascus, with the Syrian government fully aware, the Syrian government just happens to go out now and start butchering and slaughtering Christians. This is not an accident. This is how the kingdom of darkness powers itself. The Syrian government isn't serving Almighty God. They're about to fall by him, though, but they are not serving him. They are serving a bloodthirsty ancient demon that wants this arch of Baal resurrected in Damascus in order to have a high-powered altar and portal out of Syria that Russia is tied to, which you would need for that to happen for the war of Ezekiel to align. You would need that to happen. This is why you see these arches rebuilt. This is why you saw a replica of the Arch of Baal back in 2016, 2 months before the 2016 election, planted in the soil of New York City, where in April of 1789, the covenant was made between God and the nation by George Washington at Federal Hall, and the Arch of Baal, the replica, is brought and planted in the area where covenant was made. That is why Damascus has been chosen. That is why. And Russia is involved in resurrecting this arch. They're involved with the Syrian government. And now suddenly, all around Russia has begun to erupt and to shake. And when God was getting ready to judge Israel, when they would turn to the Baals. Now, I understand Putin is, you know, outlawing, I guess, the whatever. He outlawed the Church of Satan, or I'm not sure, but there were reports about that he was doing that. Well, who's Baal? Because his government is the one trying to resurrect him. You see, it's the Russian government trying to rebuild that arch and trying to plant it in that area and rebuild and raise up the ancient temple of the early form of Baal out of Syria. This is why you see the butchering going on that you see, because to raise that arch, to raise that altar, there needs to be bloodshed. They are not serving God there. They are serving a very ancient demon that has masqueraded itself as God to a bunch of very, very deceived, broken, lost, power-hungry individuals that will lose their seat in leadership in the Syrian government. There was a word of the Lord, and maybe I'll read it at the end, that I delivered recently against the government of Syria. And it's making more sense now. Why? Because this is going on. Now, let's go to April 8th, 2023. Word of the Lord. Justice is coming to them in this season with the scroll of redemption. And justice as well in this season is coming with the scroll that contains the wage for their sin, for partnering and being tied by a garland, a pact in order to take down who is a threat to them. That garland, string, and all attached to it by their finger shall be exposed. Now, this has to do with the eruption of evidence having to do with Russia coming out of the DOJ, as Russia is literally erupting physically. You have an eruption and a political backdraft of evidence now coming forth out of the DOJ and from the Director of National Intelligence, exposing the entire Russia collusion and what happened. January 16th, 2024. This is heading for the camp of a wicked ring and circle that goes round the globe, and there shall be key fractures and a breaking of the agreement as some wait to step into their shoes. It shall and will in a moment be taken from them, for those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard shall pay a heavy price this year for their deeds, but it's spelled D-E-A-D-S. And they shall be paraded out before the people, for I gave you a chance to turn from your foreign gods and agreements with haters of my children. However, you did not heed Barack. You did not heed those in the highest offices. A garland around their neck shall not be a gift, but it is a woe, says the Lord. It is. It is no accident that what's happening in Russia is aligning with what is pouring out right now. The evidence in the United States of America. I'm going to see if I can find that word of the Lord for Syria so I can read it to you, given what we know now. All right. Let me see if I can find it live. Let's see. Yep, here it is. It was given July 27th, 2025. Now, what's interesting about that is I believe it was the 28th that one of those earthquakes happened in Russia. So that's just interesting. But July 26, 2025, the Lord gave me a word of the Lord having to do with Syria. And this is what it says. I, the Lord, desire for the leader of Syria to hear me from New York, where the covenant of the United States was ratified. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, in capitals. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. For the blood of the innocent testifies in my courts. They bring a great outcry and charge against you, and the religion you wear like a badge, but shall now be a woe to you. Woe unto you, says the Lord. You have but a little time left to turn, for the spirit of persecution of apartheid has gotten its claws in you in its quest to satisfy the wage upon the altars of Syria. I did not know about this until after this word. I found out about this altar of Palmyra and this arch today. So in its quest to satisfy the wage upon the altars of Syria, that wage has been accounted to you as debt. The wages of sin is death, and your wage shall be paid fully unto you and your entire government, says the Lord. For you shall fall in the same way you so sculpted a road to power. Pride capital shall now be your judge and jury, thus says the Lord of hosts. That was July 26, 2025. I discovered today about this Arch of Palmyra and its relation to Baal attempting to be raised in Syria by Russia. But it was July 26 in that word that the Lord said for the spirit of persecution of apartheid has gotten its claws in you in its quest to satisfy the wage upon the altars of Syria. And that is why this is happening, because they are raising that altar in Syria. And that altar requires a sacrifice. That altar requires blood. Now, if we go to Matthew 7, 24 through 27, this is going to be a good picture of what we're going to see over the next few years. This is going to paint an interesting picture. That and Haggai are going to paint an interesting picture here. So, Matthew 7, 24 through 27 says, "So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Verse 25, "And the rain fell and the floods came and the torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock." Verse 26, "And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." Verse 27, "And the rain fell and the floods came and the torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell. And great and complete was its fall." This is a picture of 2024 to 2027, and I'm going to show you how. Verse 24, "So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." That's what we did when we woke up in 2024 and began to call on the Lord and began to do what we did with the election. So this was 2024, how this happened. 25, verse 25 for 2025, "And the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock." What happened in 2025? The rain fell, the floods came. Not only in Kerrville, Texas, historic catastrophic flooding, the worst that has ever happened, but 90 million people from Texas to New Jersey. Historic flooding, 90 million. "And the rain fell and the floods came and the torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock." Verse 26 for 2026, "And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand." The midterm elections are in 2026. We need to heed that warning right now for the midterms in our nation. Israel needs to heed this warning for 2026 for their nation. "And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." They are going to attempt to display their sandcastles, their elaborately built sandcastles that have no intestinal fortitude to stand up against anything. This is what they're attempting to do as well with the America Party. There's a third party that Elon Musk is threatening to start, and it is based on sand. It is built upon the intellectualism, those altars. It is built on sand. The foundation is not on God of the America Party. The foundation is upon AI, intellectualism, and everything that the kingdom of darkness thrives in. That is a warning for 2026. Don't build Congress and the House based on a third party and based upon sand. Don't do it. Republican Party, take down your sandcastles now, your little construction projects, your backbiting, your nonsense, your craziness publicly. And why don't you start building the house upon the rock of Jesus Christ and actually having a firm foundation in him instead of constantly filibustering your own party? Conservative commentators, the words you speak are dry, brittle, soulless, lifeless sand made at your own altar of pride. And in 2026, it's going to buckle and it's going to fall if you don't take down your sandcastle projects and you don't start dealing with the core of why you have gone down a road of perdition and bitterness and nonsense. I will tell you, there is a demonic entity that is influencing certain members of the Conservative Party. One never went away. The one that attacked Tucker Carlson, remember I had that dream? At the same time, Tucker got attacked, but he didn't say he got attacked by a demon. I had the dream and I saw the demon wrapped around his body. That demon didn't leave. That demon is desperately trying to influence him by connections he's created around him. That demon has a chain around him. I'm not saying he doesn't love Jesus. I'm not saying he doesn't believe in God. I'm saying the demon never had to relinquish total legal rights to him and others that he has recently had on his interviews as well. This is real spiritual warfare. And that's a warning for 2026. And I'm going to encourage you to pray for Tucker Carlson, because that demon is about to yank on that chain in a way that Tucker has never experienced before. And it's going to send him sideways if he doesn't realize and wake up real fast who's tugging that chain and breaks it completely in the name of Jesus Christ, no matter what covenants and agreements he's made that he has to break. Because he's made covenants and agreements that have given this principality rights. And it doesn't have to relinquish them. Unless those covenants and agreements are broken, unless the altar from which it's attached to is destroyed by the holy fire of God and brought down. And it's going to affect his family. I know he's curious. I know he likes to try to seek a matter out, which I so appreciate. But demons right now have conservative commentators doing their bidding on certain things in order to stray them off the road that Almighty God had them on. They made up a more lucrative, salacious path and lured them in with delicate dainties that are deceit, that are going to end up being the downfall. Now, I'm saying this publicly. And I'm saying this because I don't want to see happen what's going to happen. You know, the Lord gives warnings because he doesn't want to see it happen. I'm saying this too. The Lord is going to place in the White House who he desires to be there by 2026. And I don't mean the president. I mean counsel. Counsel. The little sandcastle projects are coming down. For the rest of the year into 2026, the fools that built their projects, their deceptions, their lies, their platforms on sand is coming down. Verse 27. And I would say pray for Candace Owens too, because I know what I saw in that dream. Pray for them. Pray for them right now. And they can laugh at this. Let them laugh. They won't laugh when it happens. They won't. So just pray for them. Pray for them. Because I truly believe the Lord is trying to get a hold greatly of both of them. I really believe that. And I'm not saying that you can't disagree with governments. I don't agree with everything the government of the United States of America does. I don't agree with everything the government of Israel does. But I do understand what active covenant means. And Goliath blasphemed that covenant for 40 days, and then the Lord ordered destruction. And I do understand what it means when there is an active covenant. No, I don't agree with what fallible governments do. They do wicked things. They do corrupt things. They do things they shouldn't do. They stick their hands in the cookie jars where they shouldn't. But I also understand that God has a plan for the United States of America and for Israel, and it's involved in the end times, the latter days, the book of Revelation, the last 7 years to the end. There is a plan. And I trust God's plan. God works all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So just pray for them, because I know what this entity is doing, and it has posed as an angel of light. It has posed as an angel of enlightenment and illumination into things that you know have been uncovered. I know what it's doing. So just pray. Verse 27, and the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell. And great and complete was its fall. Let me tell you why this is a warning for 2027. In August of 2027, there is going to be a full solar eclipse that is going to last for exactly 6 minutes. It is the longest solar eclipse that has happened in centuries. It is passing over 10 nations. Remember in the book of Revelation, it says the Antichrist will have a 10-nation confederacy. It's passing over 10 nations. Egypt is one of those nations. Spain is one of those nations. Verse 25 and verse 27 are identical till the end. Matthew 7:25 says, and the rain fell and the floods came and the torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Verse 27 says, and the rain fell, the floods came, and the torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great and complete was its fall. This is a warning for the leadership of the United States of America. They better walk the straight and narrow with Almighty God, because what we saw in 2025 is going to be magnified and amplified in 2027, as well as a sign in the heavenlies that's going to pass over 10 nations, including Egypt, where there were 10 plagues when Egypt wouldn't let God's people go. This is what is setting up. 6 minutes of total darkness over these 10 nations. Six is the number of man. Matthew 7, 24 through 27 has to do with the next few years. It does. And we have to take note of that. And I will be going into detail on this in the book I'm writing now that is coming out, and we'll talk about that in the end, but it's coming out towards the beginning of next year. Now, I'm going to read to you as well Haggai. Haggai 2 is connected to this also. Haggai 2:5, Haggai 2:6, Haggai 2:7, 25, 26, 27. Haggai 2:5, as for the promise which I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit stands and continues with you. Do not fear. As for the promise I made, as for the covenant I made when you came out of Egypt, which is what started to happen to us last year, the Lord says, my spirit stands and continues with you. Do not fear. Go to work. Roll up your sleeves. Go to work for the nation. Go to work for your church. Go to work for your families. Haggai 2:6, 26. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. Why is he going to shake it in Haggai 2:6? Well, because in Matthew 7:26, and everyone who hears the words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So 26, the shakings are going to continue. I'm going to shake heavens, earth, sea, and dry land, the Lord says. We are watching the grumblings of that and the tremors of that now. Haggai 2:7 for 2027, I will shake all the nations and they will come with the desirable and precious things of all nations. And I will fill this house with glory and splendor, says the Lord of hosts. What does Matthew 7:27 say? And the rain fell and the floods came and the torrents came. The shaking came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell. And great and complete was its fall. Haggai 2, verse 5, 6, and 7 are connected to what is going on now. In 2027, when this 6-minute solar eclipse happens, passing over these 10 nations, which includes Sudan as well, Egypt, Spain, 2027 just happens to be a Jewish leap year where there are double Purims, Purim Katan and Purim, Adar 1 and Adar 2, and in the year that there are double Purims, an eclipse lasting 6 whole minutes is set to take place in the area of the world where Purim happened, where deliverance happened, where the people of Egypt, where the people that were in Egypt, the Jews, were delivered. This is not an accident. This is called alignment. This is called divine alignment. This is why what you see happening now around Russia, what you see, the explosiveness coming out in America, it's not an accident. These things are aligning prophetically for a reason. And we have to go to work as the people of God, as the ecclesia in the nation, so that in 2027, we don't fall before the 2028 election. And I'm very serious about that. It is up to the church. It's up to the church to go to work, to know their identity in Christ. It doesn't mean you can't be you. You can still be you and know your identity and your purpose in Christ and be diligent at it. This is not the time to be wishy-washy and say, oh, I'm going to do a project, then I'm not going to do another one for a month, and then I'm going to leave it for 3 weeks, then I'm going to come back to it for 2 days. Maybe I'll put out a video a day, and then I won't put one out for a month. No. This is the time to go to work and be diligent and get ourselves positioned as the ecclesia, as the voice rising in the crying in the wilderness, as the standard that God is raising. So when the flood comes, when in 2027 these events take place, great and complete is not our fall. We stand. This is the warning now for that. This is the clarion call. It is the warning now. It is the warning for the church. Get rid of your sandcastles. Stop building things on sand that is flimsy, that has no conviction, that has no firm foundation, and that is washed away easily. Stop doing it. It's going to take the rock and the church being upon the rock when the torrents come and the shaking come and the flood come and slams, that the church stands in that day. And we don't see America fall. If we just think this is up to Donald Trump, we are deceived ourselves. Because that's what happened in 2016 to 2017, and all hell broke loose. God has appointed him as a leader, but he draws his strength from the prayers of the saints, the intercession of the church being called as Zerubbabel's in this hour and Zechariah's in this hour to work. This is the Caleb and Joshua generation being called amongst the 10 spies that says we can't go in. There are giants in the land. We can't do it. In Numbers chapter 13, we are being called as the Caleb and Joshua generation to raise the standard, to raise the battle cry, to go into the land and to take it for Almighty God and his purposes. That is what we're being called to do. This is it in this hour. The church is not being called to bake sales in this hour. And bake sales are wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't do bake sales. I'm saying with the level of demonic full court press in the nation that we are facing, bake sales aren't going to do it. Understanding how the kingdom of darkness operates, knowing the enemy you're fighting, understanding the altars from which they operate, and understanding the power and authority we have through Christ Jesus as witnesses that are the validators of the claim that is in the living, active word of God. That is where we need to be positioned. A new breed of warrior, a unique breed of warrior that is called by God for such a time. This is why you see the old guard passing. This is why you see all the old guard passing away, because the old wine is powerless against the strategies of the kingdom of darkness in this hour. The old wine doesn't have the fortitude or the power or the strength to stand up to it. New wine needs new wineskins, and the old leadership is passing away because God is calling the Joshua and Caleb generation and this special breed of warrior equipped to handle the giants in the land and understand the ratification of covenant in God's judicial system and the jurisdiction in which we operate from. This is what we're being called to do. So when you see these things happening, don't fear, pray. Ask the Lord to show you from his perspective what's going on. There's a reason Russia is shaken. There's a reason that is just beginning to unfold. There is a reason it's connected to the Texas floods. There is a reason it's connected to what's happening in New York City and all of that shooting that happened surrounding the mayor's race. Because they're trying to power their own altar, which is the same altar they're trying to power in Syria right now. You see, the kingdom of darkness has a web that connects around the globe. And when you ask God for eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh has to say, he can show you. He can show you. And pray for these conservative commentators, because to a degree, Satan has offered them a bill of goods. And it looks like a jackpot. And it's not. It's a lie. And it's a trap. And it's a snare. And the snare of the fowler has gone out against conservative commentators. And it's got them. And Psalm 91 is the deliverance from that. Psalm 91 in Jesus Christ himself. And you know, I hear all this, Christ is king, Christ is king, Christ is king. Good morning, Christ is king. How dare you dumb him down to an earthly king? David was a king. Hezekiah was a king. Josiah was a king. They were kings. Jesus Christ is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the name above all names. And don't you ever forget it. Don't ever cheapen him to an earthly king. He was before the foundations of the earth were laid. He was the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the name above all names. And he took his rightful seat after he purchased us by his own blood at Calvary. So Christ is more than king. He's the King of kings. He's not equal to the royal family in London. He's not equal to the Saudi royal family. He's not equal to David, though he's from the line of David. He's not equal to Saul. He's not equal to Hezekiah. He's not equal to Uzziah. He's far above his crown. There is no duplicate. There is no one that could match it. There is no one that could ever come close to that name. And when we use Christ is king as a jab, we are cheapening and mocking what he did at the cross. You know what it should be? Good morning. Jesus Christ is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the name above all names. Give him his due, because that is what he is due. He's not meant to be cheapened down to a sideshow that we put on an X post in order to try to make ourselves look holy and righteous to our subscribers. That's not what he is. And you better mean it when you say it. Because if you're using that to mock anything, well, God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. It's not meant to be said to cheapen and have it just be out on X like a haphazard, everyday nonchalant type of thing. You better believe it in your soul of soul and your heart of hearts that Christ is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the name above all names. And God knows good and well how to deal with the nations he's in covenant with. He doesn't need your advice. He knows good and well how to deal with Israel. He knows good and well how to deal with the United States of America. He knows good and well how to deal with the nations of the earth. Trust me, he doesn't need our armchair quarterbacking. He's seen it all. He's already in the future speaking to us in the present. He's already there. And I think what's happened is they've turned it into a fad. Christ isn't a fad. He always was. The reverence and holiness for God has to return to the Conservative Party. The reverence and holiness for God. The fear of the Lord. The fact in one word he could destroy the earth. That fear has to return for the Conservative Party to not be swept away in the sandcastles they've created because they've gotten so short-sighted. And this is a word from the Lord, what's being said right now. I feel the Lord all over this. This is a word from the Lord because I feel his righteous indignation at it. And there is going to be a very hard adjustment and a very hard correction that is coming for it. He's given individuals chances to align. He's giving them chances to submit, to back away from some things, to realign with some things he wants them to do. But let me tell you something, that grace period is thin to a vapor. And those that are involved in these things, God is blatantly laying bare and bringing his conviction down upon such to expose it in this time. Everything around you, all of it, to clear it out, to clear the deception out. He's taking you higher. That deception can't be around you. Those people that want to operate a manipulation and getting better positions for themselves and moving other people in can't be around you. Those people that want to scam can't be around you. The lots cannot be around you. And God is clearing them out in this time. So remember that. Remember that as we're going forth, because this is, prophetically speaking, such a supercharged time. Supercharged. And we need to get into alignment with Almighty God, not what the conservative pundits are saying. We need to align with God and what he's saying. Because that is where we will be within his will. Right there. You know, a lot of people want to wear the cross, but they don't want to carry one. A lot of people want to quote scripture, but they don't want to live it. God is looking for the action in this time from the church. You can wear crosses and quote scripture all day long. If your actions are the antithesis of that, it is clanging noise to God. So remember that. Remember that, church, as we go forth. As we go forth. This is a very, very serious prophetic window of time that we are in right now. So we need to really walk circumspectly before the Lord. And the Lord knows we're not perfect. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for willingness. He's looking for willingness when it's hard. He's looking for willingness when you're tired. He's looking for willingness when he wants you to stand in a position while everybody else is turning away from it. But he's telling you to stand. He's looking for the willingness to go and move in the direction he wants you to and to break away from the things he wants you to. He's looking for a willing heart, a humble and contrite spirit, an understanding of how to posture ourselves before the Lord. That is what he's looking for. And that is the call to the church right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm still trembling. All right. Let me try to wind it down here a little bit because we're at an hour and 24 minutes already. So let me, we're just going to put up a few things. We're going to put up the gala first. This is our gala coming up. Donna Clement is speaking. I'm speaking. You'll get to meet the animals of Ark of Grace Sanctuary. You can contact us, call or email if you would like to come. It is slated for September 6th, 2025. And the Revelationary War. Thank you to everybody who has purchased this book. It's been an enormous blessing. If you haven't, read this book before the next one comes out. The title of the next book, and we will have, hopefully next broadcast, we will have the picture of the title for you. But the title of the next book is called Brace for Impact. And so that is going to be the book that is coming out early next year. I'm in the process of writing it right now. So if you haven't, please read The Revelationary War, because Brace for Impact is going to make a lot more sense to you. But yes, that is coming out early next year. You can go to Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, wherever books are sold, and you can purchase yourself a copy. It has gotten incredible reviews online. I give all glory to God. I didn't even know this book was in me. Almighty God and Pastor Ricky Ray knew this book was in me. I didn't know this book was in me at that point, but they knew. So praise the Lord for that. And Givaderm, last thing we're putting up. This is Givaderm. The ladies who have Givaderm absolutely love the Lord. We love to be a blessing to businesses of people that love and serve the Lord. They make an amazing plant-based skincare line. It is one of the best I have ever used. I use it personally twice a day. So does my husband now. I never thought I'd see my husband use skincare. I've got to be honest with you. I've been married to the man for 16 years, and just a year ago, all of a sudden, he had an epiphany that he should be using skincare. And the ladies of Givaderm have been so gracious. They send him his own box because he started stealing all of my stuff. You know, we have a game in our marriage. I don't know if all of you out there have this game in your marriage, but it's called I Want What You Have. And that is the game Chris and I play in our marriage. And he sees me get something and then he wants it. And so God bless the Givaderm ladies for what they do for us. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. My favorite products. I love their body lotion. I love their uplift. I love their eye cream. So those are just some of my favorite products that I use. I use the Mother Slugger actually as a primer before I put my my makeup on as well. And so just if you can, you can keep using the promo code as many times as you buy Givaderm. So God bless the ladies for being so gracious in that as well. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We will be coming back on Thursday. I do have to travel, but I'm doing a live. So it'll probably be 5:30 again on Thursday. But I will be doing a live. Chris and I have to travel. And so basically, we will be doing the live from where we are. You'll see where we are when we get there. But we will be making an announcement as well. So just mark your calendars for that. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, there are other psalms there to speak the word. Consistency and diligency is the name of the walk right now. You need to be consistent. You need to be diligent. Ephesians 1:16-20 and 3:14-19 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I quote those scriptures every day, sometimes multiple times a day. I also get into the habit more and more of praying in the spirit in the morning. And after I pray in the spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I agree with everything that was just said because you're praying in the spirit. So you're literally interceding. As well as Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, straight spiritual intelligence from the throne of God, teaching the disciples how to pray, and Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith, I believe, that is in the Word of God. So we just want to always encourage you with the Word at the end as well. Also, Psalm 1 for this time. So just go to Psalm 1 as well. Read Psalm 1. Get that in your soul as well. Thank you to our moderators. Thank you to our Ark of Grace team. Thank you, everyone who joined us tonight. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you on Thursday. Keep the faith. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless.